Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Big news for Big Red.
With COVID infection rates coming down, some red zone restrictions could be lifted.
We hope to have progress to announce.
I'm Marla Diamond. In Queens.
Dr. Fauci on 880 on how we're doing in our area.
When you're starting to see the uptick, it is really localized.
We'll hear his thoughts about balancing restrictions with opening the economy around here. Speaking of which, Joe Connolly will explain why our new shopping habits will probably become permanent. A surreal World Series, game one in the books.
The Dodgers strike first in the World Series.
Mookie Betts is doing merely everything.
Get your motor running, head it on the highway, and get busted.
Slamming the brakes on drag racing in Westchester.
It's by far the top complaint we're receiving.
I'm Sean Adams in Yonkers.
And how did we do this? Land a spacecraft on a zooming asteroid.
Touchdown declared.
This is Wednesday, October 21st.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day. With fewer commercials.
Wednesday morning, the 21st of October. Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot. We're going to be hearing parts of our interview with Dr. Anthony Fauci, his thoughts about our area. But first, this morning's numbers and news, and we do expect news as soon as today on the city's very restrictive COVID red zones. Marla Diamond is working that story. And Marla, good morning. Based on what the governor is saying, there could be a relaxing or reshaping of the red zones. Could some neighborhoods even be reopened?
Morning. The COVID infection rate in central Queens has come down to a place that Mayor de Blasio is satisfied with. The past week saw cases go down a percent from 3.3 to 2.2%.
We got some more to do in some of the other neighborhoods, but I have to say again, what we're seeing in central Queens reminds everyone that we can move through this quickly.
The decision to reopen schools, non-essential businesses, and religious institutions, however, will ultimately be up to the governor.
Progress to announce, because you have seen progress in the numbers, which again validates the approach.
The governor's willingness to redraw some of the lockdown lines came after he met with Jewish leaders in Rockland, who pointed out that one congregation in New Square that held a mass service was being singled out and that most are wearing masks and social distancing.
Marla, the numbers there in those Brooklyn and Queens red zones, are they still improving?
They have improved in every community to varying degrees in the past week. Central Queens has gotten its rate to 2.2%. Orange went from 12.4% to 4.6%. And Rockland from nearly 10% to 4.5%. The infection rate is still going down slowly, however, in central Brooklyn from nearly 6% last week to 5.2% this week.
Marla, thank you. It's pretty impressive to consider that the Orange and Rockland red zones have improved that much, cut in half in Rockland County, even more in Orange County. Connecticut's daily positivity rate has hit 3%. New Jersey back above 1,000 cases again yesterday, and that's a long string now, more than a week. But will there be a quarantine of each other? Will New York block New Jersey and Connecticut, et cetera? Governor Cuomo says that would not be a good idea, and while he recommends that people don't take unnecessary trips, he says that would be a problem for the economy if we were to block people from getting around. What worries Dr. Anthony Fauci the most, as he said to our Michael Wallace yesterday, is the baseline number of cases today around the country. He'd like it to be down below 10,000 a day, but lately it's been at least four times that on a good day. He's also worried about community spread, as evidenced in these upticks we just mentioned.
Curious what you think of New York's approach recently with these recent shutdowns targeted at individual communities, and they seem to be working. The numbers are down in those. Could that be the model for other regions tackling hotspots when they arise as opposed to blanket shutdowns?
You know, I think the answer to that is yes. I mean, New York is a big city. I know it well. I was born and raised there. We got hit really badly in the earlier months and then came back down and did really well with your case, with your test positivity being low, and did that well. And now when you're starting to see the upticks, it is really localized. I mean, if you look at the boroughs, you know, and see you have the upticks that appear to be somewhat confined there. If you can do that selectively and it works, that could be the model, but it remains to be seen how well it's going to work and what the durability of the efficacy is going to be. But it certainly is a reasonable approach to take, because nobody really wants to shut everything down again.
And that is for sure. Dr. Fauci on WCBS 880. And that economy that he just mentioned is so different now from 8 months ago. And Joe Connolly is here this morning with the Money News. And Joe, looks like our new shopping habits, you think, could become permanent?
You know, studies, Wayne, have shown that it takes 30 to 90 days to change a habit. And we're past that with COVID, unfortunately. Businesses from supermarkets to Kohl's think the new shopping habits will stick. They've been looking for signs so they can plan as to whether customers will go back to the old ways. And they say they see no signs customers will go back to their old shopping habits in products, frequency, or shopping format. Procter & Gamble says it's hard to see in our interactions with customers that they're going to snap back and revert to the same behavior we had pre-COVID. Making fewer trips also saves time. That's why Lowe's Home Centers is starting to sell more products you wouldn't normally find in a building supply store, even including bedding and more technology and exercise equipment at Lowe's. Kohl's will be selling a lot more active and casual wear by selling more products from Columbia Sportswear and Land's End, and Kohl's will cut back on the men's dress clothes. Procter & Gamble thinks people will continue to permanently stockpile more, too, more cleaning and health products especially. Wayne?
Dress clothes. I remember those, Joe. And matter of fact, I'm dusting them off again as we're coming back into the office little by little. And hopefully that's going to be able to last based on
how
these numbers are going.
Still not super dressy, though, for you.
No. Listen, back in the day of suits and ties, no. Now it's just loosened, you know, collared shirt.
Yes.
And occasional nice shoes. Occasionally.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. Live on 880 and on demand at WCBS880.com/roundup or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now on the Morning News Roundup, the weather day ahead. Here's Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Well, we are looking at dense fog, obviously, for the morning hours and drizzle, too, to go along with it. Visibility is under 1 mile for sure in many locales, almost near zero. And you can't see more than about 100 feet in front of you. And this is going to continue through the morning, breaking up during the afternoon hours, and it'll brighten up again like it did yesterday. And it's going to be a rather mild afternoon. Highs up around 70. Then the clouds and fog returns tonight. Low temperatures around 60. And Thursday and Friday, same thing. Clouds, breaks of sun after the morning fog. And it's very mild Thursday, 70 to 75. Highs on Friday, still near 70 degrees. Currently in the city, we have 60, humidity 100%. And the afternoon high, though, should reach around 70.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Oh boy, sounds like highway racers are getting out of hand again. Maybe you've noticed the donut rubber marks in the pavement. You know, in the racing games, police will lay down spike strips to catch the lead foots.
You're busted.
31 County, suspect apprehended.
Copy 31.
Yeah, but in real life, there's another way, and Sean Adams is here to tell us about that from Westchester with some of the narrowest and windiest parkways in America. Sean.
Well, you have special police patrols out there now on Westchester Parkways, and they're hunting for drag racers. This has become a chronic problem. The number one complaint coming into the county police, says Captain James Greer.
This is going on everywhere, this uptick in complaints. And again, I have to think there's some sort of correlation between the uptick and really just the vacuum that was left by, you know, the pandemic and lighter traffic patterns. And, you know, maybe even boredom.
A drag racer zooming north on the Sawmill Parkway in Yonkers early Monday eventually and ultimately hit a police vehicle during the traffic stop. Police recovered a gun and drugs. The captain says these groups are organized. They have scouts that keep watch for the police. They block traffic so racers can own the road.
The level of frustration with this problem is such that, you know, people are really looking for longer-term solutions.
Inspired by Yonkers, other Westchester municipalities are now considering a law to allow police to seize vehicles used in speed contests. Live in Yonkers, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Got a friend of mine who says if the speed limit's 65, he goes 63 just to be safe. He calls me a lead foot. Well, he's not entirely wrong. Got to get here somehow. Sports time at WCBS and Brad Heller. And looks like the World Series is shaping up kind of as we thought it might.
Yeah, so far, Wayne, the Dodgers with their three former MVPs on the roster and all three played a big part in the 8-3 win over the Rays in Game 1 last night in Arlington, Texas, starting with Mookie Betts. Betts becoming just the second player after Chase Utley to hit a home run and steal two bases in a World Series game.
Stolen bases are a thing for me. That's how I create runs. That's how I cause a little havoc on the bases. And so I take pride in stealing bases. And, you know, once I get on the base pass, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, touch home. And however I get there is how I get there. But I'm going to be aggressive on the base paths.
As for the other former MVPs, Cody Bellinger opened the scoring with a two-run homer. Clayton Kershaw was trying to exercise those postseason demons. He gave up one run in six innings. Kershaw was asked if the Dodgers, if they have it rolling like that, can they be beat? And flat out, Kershaw said, if we played our best, no. Game two, Wayne, will be coming up tonight.
What else you got going on, Brad?
Well, Steve Cohen, his bid to take over the Mets, taking a step in the right direction. He was approved by MLB's ownership committee. That's according to reports. Seven of the eight owners voting in his favor. Next up for Cohen is the eight-member executive committee, and then the entire ownership will vote for him. All the owners, 23 votes are needed to make the takeover for Cohen official. That vote could happen soon after the World Series ends. Now, it's not a formality by any means, but certainly Steve Cohen getting closer and the path starting to clear for him to be the official owner of the Mets.
Yeah, this is a saga that will never end. It just seems that way. Brad, thank you.
Live, local, always on. WCBS 880.
It's Wayne Cabot on the Morning News Roundup and our three things to know now sponsored by Altice. I can't believe we actually pulled this off. The quote from the lead scientist in NASA's attempt to land a spacecraft on an asteroid hurtling through Earth. This thing had to dodge boulders the size of buildings, and it did it. It grabbed the surface just for a couple of seconds to collect a handful of cosmic rubble to bring back to Earth in a few years. A second thing, a doctor who's also a Suffolk County legislator has reportedly been arrested after trying to trade drugs for sexual favors. Sources tell NBC4 William Spencer was caught in a parking lot behind a Goodwill store yesterday afternoon. Third thing, city growth is slowing while suburbanization is rising. WalletHub compared 1,200 U.S. cities with populations between 25,000 and 100,000 during the age of COVID, and found just one town from our area makes the livability list in the top one percentile nationwide, a list led by Sammamish, Washington. I'm not even sure if I'm saying that right. The local town on the list, the only one, Princeton. High on quality of life, low on affordability. CBS's Ben Tracy now on what's happening with the virus and Dr. Fauci's look at it.
New documents released by Congress show the White House was well aware that COVID cases were rapidly rising again after Labor Day. The president continued to hold large, maskless rallies and downplay the virus.
We're rounding the turn on COVID.
Reports from the White House Coronavirus Task Force, shared with governors but not made public, show urgent appeals to increase testing and institute mask mandates. A September 13th report sounded the alarm about Wisconsin, stating virus transmission is seen in all areas of the state. 4 days later, President Trump held a rally there and said this.
We're doing a great job.
But now President Trump is calling his own health experts, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, idiots. After severe backlash, the president tried to change his tune.
But he's a nice guy. The only thing I say is he's a little bit sometimes not a team player.
The president prefers his hand-picked advisor, Dr. Scott Atlas. He continues to clash with other members of the task force, including Dr. Deborah Birx, who has largely been sidelined and reportedly asked for Atlas to be removed. He is under fire for tweeting that masks don't work. Twitter removed it for spreading misinformation. Infighting on the task force is now public, with Admiral Brett Giroir, who heads the nation's testing efforts, tweeting the hashtag, masks work, yes.
Well, investors are watching all this, hoping that Democrats and Republicans will beat the odds and reach a deal on delivering more aid for the U.S. economy. And a reminder, the second and final debate for the presidency will be tomorrow night. You can hear it right here on WCBS 880.
Election Day is November 3rd, but voting is already underway in the tri-state. Hi, this is Steve Scott. Find out what you need to know for your state at vote411.org. Make your voice count in this all-important election, whether by mail, in-person early voting, or on Election Day. Go to vote411.org.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.